Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Chris McMonagle. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
And here come the new look Yankees at 10:34 on this Saturday night. McMonagle with you, taking you till 2 a.m., so I got you for the next 3.5 hours. Paulie Rosenberg on the other side, 877-337-6666. Me and you right here on The Fan. The Yankees, the new look Yankees, not the new lick Yankees, the new look Yankees. Right out of the open, we're flying here on a Saturday night. Take the first two in Miami. That's right. I know it's against Miami. That's right. I know they don't score runs. That's right. I know they're terrible. I don't care. How many series, how many games, how many times have we left scratching our heads as the Yankees continue to fall to teams that they don't deserve to lose to? Well, the first couple series, our first couple games of this series has proven out to be exactly what the New York Yankees need, and Dom Smith comes through with exactly what the New York Mets need. So we're going to ride along with the Mets as we go through this Yankee Open here. But Dom Smith with a line drive up the middle ties the game for the Mets. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets, as they were about to lose the first two games to Cincinnati, come through with a big hit. Their new acquisition, Baez, strikes out earlier in the inning but hits a two-run home run in his first game as a Met. So this trade deadline continues to pay dividends here for both teams, as what a wacky trade deadline it was. This was one of the more exciting, fun, you know, just flat-out busy trade deadlines for Major League Baseball that we can remember in a while. So many teams decided to give up on their season. So many teams decided to go all in on their season, and the Yankees being one of them. As Brian Cashman went out and had a tremendous, tremendous trade deadline, acquiring Gallo and Rizzo as the two big names brought to help this offense, which has struggled all year long, and bring in two left-handed power hitters, two left-handed superstars in this league. Now, Rizzo's a four-time All-Star, and it's been more kind of so-so over the last portion of this year in the 60 games last year, but he has shown you in the first two games as a New York Yankee exactly what a man of his pedigree, someone who's been through the wars in Chicago, someone who brought a title to that city for the first time in 100-plus years, someone who is a leader, what he can do when thrust into a pennant race. And you can tell he is flying as a New York Yankee. He's excited to be here, and he has created a little bit of a bounce here for the New York Yankees. Someone who doesn't strike out a lot, someone who does balance the lineup. And that's been a discussion with the New York Yankees really this whole season. And we go to extra baseball in Flushing. Dom Smith ties it up in the ninth, 4-4, Mets-Reds. Head to the 10th inning, Diaz coming out. And we'll continue to follow that game. We're going to talk about the Mets as Diaz, apropos talking about the deadline, comes out for the 10th. The Mets do not make a move there with the bullpen, decide to go with Diaz as their closer. But this trade deadline and what Brian Cashman was able to achieve, and you know, there's a lot of talk about the balance of the lineup, and I've kind of been someone who's, I wouldn't say poo-pooed the balance, but I've talked about how if you look at the Blue Jays, they've been successful with an all right-handed hitting team. If you look at this Yankee team, these same players have been successful scoring runs over the last handful of years with this same group, with the Gleyber Torreses, with the Aaron Judge, with the Luke Voit, with the Gary Sanchez. This has not been a team that over the course of a season has struggled scoring runs the way they have this year. So I find it a convenient answer to blame this completely on the fact they are not left-handed. But watching this team, there's no doubt they could use some left-handed pop. They could use some left-handed hitters to balance out this lineup. It is better to be balanced than it is to not be balanced. I just don't think it explains the putrid season this offense is having. I don't think analytics is an easy. I think analytics is an easy word to fall on. I think not enough left-handed hitting is an easy thing to fall on. I can't exactly tell you why this Yankee lineup has been disastrous and still, even with a couple of wins in Miami, double plays, runners left on base, seven runners left on base through the first five innings, can't come through with the big hit to blow open a game. Every game is white knuckle. Every game is at the edge of your seat. Every game you need the bullpen to come through in a tight spot. Every game, because this offense cannot figure out a way to put an inning together, cannot come through with runners on base, cannot knock in that run from third with less than two outs. It's continued to be a problem. I think it's easy to blame it on left-handed hitting, but the fact of the matter is there's no doubt they needed it, and Brian Cashman went out there and absolutely gave it to you. And any Yankee fan, and I've seen some, way too many in my opinion, any Yankee fan who is not absolutely excited right now about what could possibly be in store for the next 60 games of this season is absolutely nuts. You're absolutely nuts. And if you ever thought the Yankees were going to sell, I laugh at you. I will laugh at you. If you call me and tell me you thought the Yankees were going to sell, I will laugh in your face. If you tell me you think they should have sold, I'll tell you why you're wrong. But if you think they were going to, you're absolutely crazy. If you thought Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees and Hal Steinbrenner, who's under a lot of flack right now, considering not making moves earlier, everyone wants the manager fired. He's continuing to hold the foot of Brian Cashman under the fire to make sure he stays under this luxury tax. If you thought this Yankee organization was going to punt on a season that they had World Series aspirations on and are a handful of games out of the wild card, and now they are 2.5 back of Oakland and only one game in the loss column. If you thought they were going to punt on that season because you haven't liked what you've seen, you're absolutely nuts. They were never going to give up on a season where they have an opportunity to still win. And that's exactly what the wild card affords. And I understand it's not the division title everyone expected. I understand going into the season, no team in baseball was more favored to win their division than the New York Yankees. I understand how putrid this lineup has been. I understand how hard it is and how ugly a watch the New York Yankees have been. But the fact of the matter is that they are now one game in the loss column out of the second wild card. And if they win that game, they're in pretty much the same position you'd be if you'd win the division. Playing a five-game series. Yes, you'll probably have to use your ace, Gerrit Cole, who has really been the only guy giving you a bad start throughout this run through the rotation that has been so much better lately. But you are one Gerrit Cole away, one good Cole start away, one good win with Cole on the mound away from being in the same place you'd be in the division. And if the Red Sox and Rays are going to battle this thing out to the end of the season, they might have to use their best pitcher last game of the year to make it to a division title. And they might be without their ace in game one of the series as well, because you're going to want to fight for that division title over the one-game wild card. So Brian Cashman went out and did exactly what he should have done. The Yankees went out and did exactly what they should have done. Try to help this team figure it out when they are close enough to get there. And if you look at this team now with Gallo, who, you know, Gallo gets traded and you hear, oh, nothing but strikeouts. Oh, more strikeouts. First of all, nobody strikes out more than the Rays. They're on pace to strike out more than any team in human history, and they're in first place after beating the Red Sox earlier tonight. So you can win with strikeouts. And second of all, oh, great, he's the same player, a million of them on the Yankees, home runs and strikeouts. Where are the home runs? That was the convenient answer last year and the year before. The Yankees don't hit home runs. The Yankees don't hit. The Yankees don't score runs. The idea that you brought him in, he's the same player. Yeah, he might be the same player as some of these guys in the previous years. Gleyber Torres has six home runs. Luke Voit hasn't played. Giancarlo Stanton can't swing a bat without it, you know, missing it by 6 feet. They need anything. They need pop. They need, you know, guys with average. They could use anything. And I'm glad they're left-handed, but they needed bats because the team has been terrible. Gleyber Torres stinks. Giancarlo Stanton, before tonight, could not sniff the baseball. And maybe he's finally coming around, but I've seen it too many times to get excited about what Stanton's going to do because he's been terrible since the All-Star break, particularly terrible. So the Yankees went out and balanced their lineup, brought in two guys who have been All-Stars. Gallo is an unbelievable pop and on-base percentage guy. You make it more difficult for a relief pitching team, a bullpen to get through this lineup now. And if you look at it and what Rizzo has brought immediately, and it's the two home runs, but it's also the good at-bats. It's also the excellent defense at first base, which should help the rest of the infield. And Gallo is also a Gold Glover. To add to it, they've improved their defense. These were two excellent moves. Brian Cashman brought in these two players plus some relievers and changed the lineup without trading away a top five pick and without adding to the payroll, so the Yankees will still be under the tax. That it is a brilliant job by Cashman. A brilliant job. And I know he's had a lot of detractors here, and I understand he's under fire for the way this team has performed. And I just talked about, oh, it's great now. Why didn't you see it at the beginning of the season? He's mentioned he tried to get Gallo. He might have tried to get Gallo at the beginning of this year. You have no idea what Brian Cashman attempted to do and was unable to do or decided it wasn't in the best interest of the team. But like I said before, balance is nice. No one could have seen that this team would fall apart like this offensively. Nobody could have seen that a team that has been in the top 3-4 in runs scored over the last 3 or 4 years would suddenly drop to the bottom third of Major League Baseball. No one could see that. I've talked about it a lot. They have failed offensively in the postseason on multiple occasions. And some tweaking the team might have been in order to help them get over the hump in the postseason. They decided to not do it. But nobody thought it would bring the entire offense down to a screeching halt the way it has done. So I'm not going to kill Cashman for not making these moves then at the beginning of the year because this offense had never shown him that they couldn't score runs. And at the trade deadline, when he's up against it, when this team needs it, he goes out and gets it. And he does it with the mandate of staying under the luxury tax. Gallo and Rizzo are playing for free right now. For free. And they have Gallo next year. These two guys are playing for free, and the Yankees didn't have to give up a top five prospect to do it. It was a brilliant trading deadline. A brilliant couple of days for Cashman. I know a lot of you don't like it. I know everybody wants to kill Cashman for what you've seen so far this year, but it's tough for me to kill him for this offense after the way it's performed year after year. If they would have had another brutal loss in the postseason where they come up small and can't situational hit and they bring in right-handed relievers and mow through the lineup, it would have been a discussion on the idea of how this team was built, but nobody saw this regular season coming. And when this team has a mandate from its ownership to stay under the tax, and that's clear as day, I don't know why. I really don't know why. It's not my money, I understand that, but the Yankees are worth so much money that this should not be such a priority on a season that's falling on its face right now. They should be able to go out there, and Brian Cashman should be able to go out there and do whatever he needs to do to make this roster better, but he still managed to do it with that mandate. And now the Yankees are one game in the loss column behind the Oakland A's for the second wild card. And it's going to be a fun 60 games. And they've taken the first two games of this Miami series. Rizzo has made an immediate impact. And if you look at this team, if you want to take a fair assessment of where this team is, if you can get it out of your mind right now that they have been a terrible baseball team for this 100-game stretch. They've completely underachieved. The back end of the bullpen has blown games you can't even fathom. And if not for that, they'd be in the wild card. But the back end of the bullpen has been terrible at times. Chapman went through a stretch you can't even imagine. Green, Loaisiga have all had their moments where they've blown enormous leads. But if you look at the way this bullpen has performed lately, if you believe that Chapman has come back, you saw the way Loaisiga has thrown the last two times. Green, Britton. You just saw Holmes, who they acquired in a trade, and Boone called a right-handed assassin. This bullpen is now deep. Lidke has pitched well. If this bullpen can, you know, keep it together and perform the way you know they're capable, perform the way they have most of the year at most times, perform to the way their abilities allow them. You've got Loaisiga, you've got Britton, you've got Chapman, you've got Green. At the back end of the bullpen, and this starting rotation that is now lack of a fifth starter, although you love the way Nestor Cortes competes and what he's able to do on the mound, he's just flat out fun to watch. It's hard to fathom thinking he's going to keep this up the rest of the year. But what Tyone has done, Herman only has to throw four innings, looked a little shaky, but still, he's been much better lately. Cole had a terrible start last time out, and he still does that way too much, no question. For an ace, you don't want to see it that much, but he's back to being his dominant self. The strikeouts are back. What Montgomery has been the last handful of starts, the starting rotation is starting to come together. If the back end of the bullpen can be what it was built to be and what it can be with stuff, what they have as talent. And now Rizzo and Gallo can add to this lineup. Hopefully, LeMahieu's tricep strain is not a devastating injury. It sounds like it's not going to be. They expect him to, you know, be a player for them tomorrow, if not in the starting lineup, at least a player. Same thing with Urshela. And if this lineup can start to score some runs, they still haven't yet. This offense has not done that great in Miami here. Still leaving runners on, still hitting into double plays, still not scoring with run, not situational hitting and getting in guys from third with less than two outs. You still have Wade and Gardner in this lineup. You got Cashman still telling you Gardner's expected to be the center fielder on this team. I don't know how that's the case. There's still some issues, but if this lineup with Rizzo and Gallo can start to get a bump here, and you see the rest of this schedule here for the next couple weeks is light. Against, you know, Baltimore and Seattle and Kansas City over the next three series. Maybe they can get on a run here because you like what the rotation's doing. And if this bullpen can come back together, you'll like the pitching on this team. It's been much better than expected. It's funny because you went into the season with the bullpen's lockdown and the offense, although flawed and might be a team that can't perform in the postseason, is going to score runs. But this rotation's going to be the problem. And really, over the last 2 months, you've seen this rotation hold up this team. The offense has stunk the entire year, and the bullpen has had implosions, the likes of which we've never seen. But the Yankees went out and went for it. And that's exactly what they should have done. And if it wasn't for these bullpen blowups, you know, the Yankees outplayed the Red Sox 3 out of 4. The Yankees just took two from Tampa Bay. They've won 6 out of their last series. They've played better baseball. The bullpen has let them down, and the manager has let them down in some situations in the back end of the bullpen. The last game in Boston was a horrendous job by Boone. But this team right now, getting the boost from the trading deadline, is absolutely a threat for the American League wildcard. And there's no other way to see it. 877-337-6666. The Mets, Diaz gets through the inning. We head to the bottom of the 10th, tied. We got to get into the Mets, obviously. The terrible news about DeGrom. He's going to be shut down for at least 2 more weeks. That means another buildup. That means a month. And we got to talk about their deadline as they go out and get Baez. But do they add a rotation piece despite knowing DeGrom's injury? No, they do not. Well, technically they do, but not a useful one. Carrasco is back. But what's up with the Mets pitching? Does Baez help this offense enough? Not if Conforto is going to be as bad as he's been. And are they good enough in the back end of the bullpen with Diaz as their closer as they head to what hopefully still looks to be a division title because, let's be honest, the best thing the Mets have going for them is that they're in the National League East.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.